What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce canned flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's the Boomer and Geo podcast from WFAN.
Boomer and Geo, Cody alive for the Bill Ford Tough Studio on the Fan and CBS Sports Network.
Did you
hold on one second? It's a feel good Friday here on Boomer and Geo, brought to you by Surfside. Surfside, iced tea and vodka sunshine in a can. Yes, Boomer.
Man, I watched this 1,000 times now. You showed it to me earlier this morning, and I've just been watching it and watching it and watching it, and I'm finding it is like, it really makes me feel good today. And it came through the president's X account.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
And this is where he is involved in the Cracker Barrel.
It's really unbelievable.
It is unbelievable. It's an AI, obviously, situation where the old guy gets out of the chair and starts dancing with the president in front of the Cracker Barrel. It is awesome.
Well, they brought the old logo back, right?
You know what? Admit you made a mistake and whatever, however that works. But, I mean, this is great.
And it's got the YMCA going. Yeah, it's pretty good.
It's all right. You can laugh at yourself. You made a mistake. You figure it out. You know, do what you need to do. Fix the food. Make sure you keep the same kind of ambiance. And
I wonder how this impacts our buddy Jordan Davis if they had to pull that commercial that he was in or not.
I hope not.
Yeah, I hope not either because
the commercial was fine.
Commercial was fine. Yeah, yeah. It's totally fine. So hopefully they keep running that whole deal and he's got that endorsement. I mean, talk about getting caught in the crossfire there, huh?
But again, nothing. His fault.
No, not his fault at all. I mean, not his fault at all. And you're going to come to the Radio City show, yes?
Yes.
Yeah, I had one of the most unlikely people yesterday call me and say that they were going to Dua Lipa at Madison Square Garden later this month and ask if I would go with
most
them.
Most unlikely person.
Not someone who's not generous or a friend, just unlikely for Dua Lipa.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
You understand what I'm saying? Like, I'd expect this person to call me for something else.
Do I know this person?
Yes, very well.
Is it this person was a friend of mine? Now, friend of yours?
Mm-hmm.
Joe G.
No, it's a good guess. It's a very good guess. But no. Yeah, I person called, and then I was at this preschool orientation yesterday for summer, and I didn't get back to him.
So you met this person through me
who's
going to see Dua Lipa.
Yeah.
Okay.
And he goes, hey, listen, I thought of you, and I got these tickets, and I'd like you and Gina to come with me.
Wow.
And I said, wow. I said, you serious? And he goes, I'm dead serious. He goes, I heard that we could get tickets through this and this, and I said, I'll take my wife, and I'll call up Gio and say he could take Gina, and sit in a suite and the whole thing.
So somebody was,
and I was like, man, wow. I was really shocking. I was not because this guy doesn't do things that are generous. It's just that I would have never thought
Patrick Winters.
Him and Dua Lipa together. No, I think it's more.
Sean Winters.
No, I think it's more unlikely than that.
It's even more unlikely than
the Winters, yeah.
Keith Hannon.
No, that would be one that wouldn't surprise me at all.
Okay.
Yeah. See, this is why this is unlikely.
All right, Long Island guy or Jersey guy?
Jersey guy.
Oh, Janelle.
Nope.
Vinny the Tailor.
You're getting warmer.
Doug Wells.
Yeah.
Yeah, there you go. Okay.
Doug Wells.
Okay.
How about Doug? You named the other two Jersey guys before you got the Doug, by the way, which is how unlikely this was. I mean, of all guys, Doug Wells, Dua Lipa, he's in.
No, I could see it. I could definitely. Now that I think of it, I could see it.
Yeah. Though. Yeah, it's good. I was like, yeah, man, great. Absolutely. Would love to go. So then, I was thinking like maybe Doug and I could recreate that Coldplay situation. I'll just grab him from behind there.
Grab him from behind and go,
get up on the Jumbotron and thank him.
Nibble on his earlobes.
And thank him for setting me up with some great tickets. But yeah, that was a great surprise there yesterday from the great Doug Wells of Ray Katina. All right, it's a feel-good football Friday on the Fan and CBS Sports Network, 888-808-1019. The number to call if you want to talk some football. There we go. Mark in Berlin, Connecticut. What's going on, Mark?
Hey, that's easy for you to say.
Damn right it is.
Hey, good morning, guys. What? I'm a Browns fan, and I don't have a lot to look forward to. But I'd love to see that Cam Little, that field goal kicker for the Jags. Mm. What do you think he's going to do? Hit like a 75-yarder this year?
Man, I hope
it
so.
It all has to be in a perfect situation. To me,
dome.
He actually did it outside too.
Yards.
The only way I think that I would attempt something like that,
end of a half, no time on the clock.
I think no, end of the game, no time on the clock, and it would either win or tie the game. At end of the half, if he just comes up short, it's going to be returned.
Well, it could be returned at the end of the game too.
Yeah, but at that point it doesn't matter.
Yeah, that's right.
What I'm saying. They may feel so confident in him, like the Dallas Cowboys feel so confident in Aubrey.
Yeah, he's a great kid.
If he makes it, maybe the Jags will make a cool games list.
That's never happened, and I don't see Al ever putting the Jacksonville Jaguars on.
Have a good weekend, guys.
Thanks, Mark. Appreciate it.
Yeah, I mean, even if the Jaguars started out 10-0, I don't think they're making a cool games list for Al. They may for Jerry, but not for Al. Yeah, I mean, but it would have to be the end of the game and they're down by three or less to do it. Because if it's tied, they could still bring it back. You know,
true,
it's a
tie game. That's what I'm saying. Yeah. I mean, the situation's got to be perfect.
I think
unless they really are confident that even if he misses it, it's going to go through the end zone.
Yeah. All right, let's go since the caller prompted it.
And by the way, Al, did you get Jerry's picks?
I got them.
Oh, you did?
I got them yesterday, okay. Yes.
Did you do cool games with CeeLo this morning?
He did.
I did, yeah.
You did.
So let me see. Let's take a look. Let's see if I bet you I did not hear cool games today. I heard their opening segment. I did not hear cool games.
But this is only for Sundays, right? It's not
no,
like
it's the
tonight.
Whole, no, it's the whole thing.
Monday night?
Yeah, okay. It's Sunday, Friday, Monday.
Okay.
So I'm going to say that Al did not say that the Chiefs and Chargers was a cool game.
I did.
You did?
Yeah, I got influenced by CeeLo.
Oh, come on. You were okay. Going a whole – you opened up the show going, I'm not watching the game because I'm an American.
Yeah.
And then you went, cool game?
The matchup itself is a good matchup.
You flip-flopping SOB.
And now you'll be able to watch it because it's Friday night too.
Yeah, but I have to boycott. I'm American. I'm all about America.
Okay, America first, Al. Did you consider the Jets Steelers a cool game?
Again, I was. We did. Unfortunately,
see, I would say
it
so.
Is.
Yeah.
100% it is.
I mean, it's one of the few Jet games that will be.
I did say this. This is Aaron Rodgers' last chance to be interesting. If he comes in and lays a dud, it's over. No more. He's not interesting anymore. That's it. It's enough.
Lions Packers,
definitely.
Yeah. Ravens, Bills,
the coolest.
Yeah, that's probably it. It's probably where. That's probably all of them. I would think.
You didn't do Giants, Washington.
We did have Giants, Washington.
Yeah, as a cool game.
Yeah.
Oh my god!
I think you have to. It's Jaden Daniels. It's a whole new kind of situation around the Giants.
CeeLo even talked me into Monday night Vikings.
No, I can't even talk
about that. That's another one.
No, it's not. Objectively speaking, it's not.
I mean, week one, there are a credible amount of storylines throughout the league. And that storyline there is J.J. McCarthy and Ben Johnson.
Yeah, well, and Caleb Williams under
Ben Johnson. How could you not say that's not a cool game?
Yeah. Because, like, I don't know. Because one's a coach, and it's like, it's not like Bill Belichick coaching North Carolina where you're going to have to watch that. And J.J. McCarthy, there's nothing like spectacular about him. It's not like we're going to see him throw the ball 80 yards down the field.
It's Monday Night Football, and you got Caleb Williams and Ben Johnson, and you got J.J. McCarthy. That is, to me, a very interesting game because of the subplots within each of these teams.
See, I'm thinking, now you're like, you know, super football sicko that I appreciate. I, of course, am a Vikings fan. It's a cool game for us. I'm thinking objectively from like the normal Jet or Giant fan or football fan around the area. I don't think they're saying cool game. I think there's more people who say not a cool game than cool game for that one. I really do. Now, the ones that I mentioned, obviously, Ravens, Bills, 100%. And I even think, you know, the Jets-Steeler one, I mean, it's close, but that's certainly, to me, just because you got the two quarterbacks that are facing each other that were on each other's
Aaron
team.
It's Aaron Rodgers in Pittsburgh. I mean, come on.
Yeah. It was a totally valid point. Yeah, but I don't know. I think if you asked objectively, I don't know if Vikings-Bears does it for everybody.
Does Aaron Rodgers in Pittsburgh feel like Joe Namath in Los Angeles?
I wasn't alive for that, but and that did not go well for Joe, right?
No.
I think that they're going to miss the playoffs. And I think they're going to have their first losing season under Mike Tomlin.
Well.
I wonder if the Browns actually finish ahead of them. Imagine that.
I mean, the thing about it is with the Browns, it's a 17-game season. Same thing with the Steelers, too, by the way.
Yeah.
And even though Aaron Rodgers made it through the season last year, I mean, 17 games for 40-year-old quarterbacks.
It's a lot.
That is a lot.
It is a lot. Let's go to Joey in the Bronx. What's going on, Joey? Good morning.
Good morning, guys. Happy Friday, and welcome to football season.
Damn right, Joey. What's up today?
I think CeeDee Lamb took the under last night. He never dropped more picks. My man never dropped more passes his entire career.
Yeah, I know. I mean, it's crazy. Anybody, did you take the over last night, Joey?
I don't gamble, but I was watching the game. I'm a Cowboy fan. I'm like, what's going on with this guy?
Yeah, I mean, it was tough. And anybody who took the over had to be absolutely livid as the number was 47.5.
Yep.
There's 41 points scored in the first half and obviously only 3 in the second half. You know, I used to laugh about those things and tell people they were crazy, but now that you see some of these NBA players that are fixing their props, like, I'm not implying or saying that CeeDee Lamb did that, but, like, back in the day, you'd take a call like that and be like, you're absolutely nuts, or you'd laugh at all. Like, these days, you can't just laugh all of them off anymore.
Depending on what the props are and how easy it is the player to manipulate the props,
yeah.
I don't think you can do it in football. It's just not easy. Just not easy enough. I mean, unless it was like a 47-point over-under and you're up 44 to nothing.
You could do your own personal props a little bit easier, but you can't manipulate the game props because you can't control the other team.
Yeah, and there's no way in the world that CeeDee Lamb wants to wake up this morning after dropping 4 passes last night and 2 of them coming in the fourth quarter that would have changed the game. There's no way he wants to live his life that way. So
I'm not saying that he did, but I mean, we've seen it now in pro sports. We've seen multiple guys in the NBA being investigated for fixing their prop bets.
Well, you got an NBA owner now being looked at for fixing a cap manipulation.
Yeah, a little bit different. We're talking about gambling and stuff like that
against the rules of the league,
affecting the game,
and the commissioner has to protect the shield of the league for which he works with.
Speaking of CeeDee Lamb dropping stuff, I will bring back the story when I was down at the Bahamar in the Bahamas, and CeeDee Lamb dropped his cell phone when he was at the blackjack table, and I was the one who picked it up and brought it back to him. So he's got some butterfingers, that CeeDee Lamb. He's dropping his cell phone, the blackjack table, dropping footballs all last night. Man, it's embarrassing.
Speaking of that, you can stream your local NFL game all season long, kicking off with a juicy week one matchup between Pittsburgh and New York, starting just $30 for your first year. That's like a $2.50 a month.
Hello?
Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today.
All right. That is all.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Looking for jewelry that feels as good as it looks? Jenny Bird delivers modern designs that are comfortable, easy to wear, and effortlessly versatile. Every piece makes you feel instantly on trend without trying too hard. Need to send a gift they'll be sure to love? Jenny Bird ships fast, and the packaging is thoughtful too. Jenny Bird isn't just jewelry. It's your new favorite style essential. Explore more at jenny-bird.com and get 20% off your first purchase using code ONTREND20.
Awesome.
It's the Boomer and Geo podcast from WFAN.
All right, Boomer and Geo on the Fan and CBS Sports Network on this Feel Good Football Friday. CeeLo is back. We're going to give him some more time this hour to give us a sports update. What's going on, Chris?
Brought to you by Town Fair Tire. Nobody beats Town Fair Tire. Nobody. I had this written and you guys just discussed it. So I'll kind of skip past the whole thing about the tough scene if you had the over last night in Philadelphia.
Sorry about that.
For everybody, that's quite all right.
Well, caller brought it up.
Yeah, no, I'm not knocking you. You guys, you hit on it. You know, it's a bad beat right out of the gate, season opener. And you can kind of thank Mother Nature for it a little bit with that lengthy lightning delay in the third quarter immediately after Miles Sanders fumbled the ball away at the Eagles 10-yard line on a first down run. So a long field goal in the second half was it. It ends up a 24-20 Eagles victory over the Cowboys to open up the season and defense of their Super Bowl title. Dallas did have a shot late, 4th and 3, 2 minutes left.
And they are bringing it. And Prescott's lofting it. CD couldn't bring that one in either. Third time in the half.
That's Mike Tirico, the TV call on NBC. Handful of drops for CeeDee Lamb after a productive first half. He did end up with 7 catches for a 110, but that came on 13 targets. And afterwards, he was looking directly in the mirror.
Honestly, I feel like, I can't point no fingers at nobody else. You know what I'm saying? And I take full accountability and everything else that come with it. Because, as for me as a player, I pray for moments like that. You know what I'm saying?
Meaning the ball thrown his way with the chance to make a play, game on the line. Certainly don't expect something like this to happen again.
And obviously, for me to not come up with it, bro, it stings a little bit. But I will tell you, if you think I'm not coming back any times harder than this, you got another thing coming.
So there's the confidence you'd expect from the number one wideout. Had a rough finish to the game, but certainly a big year ahead for him.
One thing for him in week two would be, and if you were the Giants, they threw the ball to him 13 times last night.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, Dak is looking for him, and he is going to be the number one target. And then, of course, George Pickens is out there as well. You forget about him a little bit.
Yeah, I mean, he made that huge third down catch, and they did highlight him at the beginning of the year.
Too, but
yeah.
It was early in the game,
pass
and there was a pass
They had one arm pinned. He tried to catch it with one hand down the sideline.
Oh, there. I mean, these guys are all catching it with one hand.
True. Yeah, that's what my six-year-old likes to do. Daddy, I want to catch one-handed passes. I'm like, how about we focus on two first?
Before you know, that one platinum grill that you have doesn't look as cool when you're dropping passes all over the place and grimacing on the sideline.
Fair
right?
point. Yeah. It's
like, yeah. And when you get that big contract.
Woo!
On the other side, even though they won, quiet night for A.J. Brown, who I believe had one target. Nick Sirianni was asked about that and gave nearly a three-minute response. And among the mentions in there, a huge catch that A.J. did make. Dallas defense did a great job. He referenced Devontae Smith having no catches in the season opener in 2022 and how he came back with a great week two and also how good Jahan Dotson was. So a lot of talking around the fact that A.J. Brown had a quiet season.
Well, there's been plenty of time to read on the sideline, though.
Yeah, there's been this thing between Jalen Hurts and A.J. Brown for a while, so any time that like he doesn't have a good game, this whole thing comes up again, which I think is ridiculous. I think it's just game to game. There's no way that Jalen Hurts is not looking for A.J. Brown. He'll probably have 12 catches for 180 yards next week and three touchdowns.
You don't think it's a Framber Valdez, Cesar Suarez thing?
No, I do not. I do not believe it's that at all.
One more from Dak Prescott on the Jalen Carter ejection before the first play from scrimmage as he spit on Prescott after the two came together face-to-face. And Dak says, hey, it helped our team to see their best defensive player miss the game, but not exactly how you draw it up.
As I've told you all right before the week that we're going to protect against him, so helped in that manner. But I don't wish for anybody to get out of the game. I'm sure he probably regrets that to some extent. I'm pretty sure he knows I didn't try to spit on him or wasn't even aiming to spit on him.
And we did play a little Carter in the first hour.
Did Dak wipe the spit off or did he leave it on?
And I thought about
that. He left it on. Look how he left it on.
Well, at least in that video. Well,
yeah. Right. I think I'd ask the official, give me your flag and at least let me wipe it off.
Yeah, I mean, it's on the jersey. And they end up with all kinds of stuff on them as the game progresses, no?
Yeah, but I mean, that's like right up in the neck area.
It definitely hit his jersey. If he was on his skin, it'd be a different situation. If it was on his jersey, I'm hoping that he wiped it off with a towel somewhere. And a lot of big Dom camera time early on as he was escorting Jalen Carter off the field.
Yeah. He seems to find the camera, or the camera finds him.
Love that guy.
Yes.
Absolutely love him. And I don't just love him because of seeing him on TV. He took care of me that day on the sidelines. Right. Oh, anything you need.
In your good graces for the rest of time.
Yeah, I mean, he just reached in his pocket and handed me like loose pepperoni. It was awesome. I was like, oh, thanks, Big Dom.
No liverwurst or bologna in there?
No. Oh, yeah. No.
All right, game number two tonight, Chiefs-Chargers, the YouTube game from Sao Paulo, Brazil. So while you guys were away, this was Patrick Mahomes, either over the weekend or maybe even late last week, answering a question about the logistics of playing in Brazil, and this will set up part two from yesterday.
I think more than anything, it was just explaining to some guys how far the trip was. Some guys didn't understand how far the travel was. Travis, even though he just was down there like last year, so I was just explaining to him how the globe works.
All right, so Mahomes gets the jab in on Travis Kelce. Fast forward to yesterday, Mahomes and Kelce at the dais together for a joint media session, and Kelce came ready.
We've had a plan for this all summer long, and now we're just ready to play football again.
Travis, what was last night like at the airport?
Oh man, it was crazy. It was a lot of fun seeing all the fans there. And
he had that one coming for telling everybody I didn't know where Brazil was on the map.
So there you go. He gets his payback. They have fun. They have a laugh. And then they get an 8 o'clock kickoff tonight.
The difference is he went private with Taylor.
Oh, yes, of course. Yeah. Private flying.
To Brazil?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Did he?
Oh, yeah. Bombardier 6000 easily. Boom. Done.
She's not going to Brazil. No
way.
You
don't think he flew with the team to Brazil for their
international game? No, I'm sure he did. I thought didn't she have a concert down there? That's why they're talking about it.
Oh, okay. Not this particular trip.
No.
When Mahomes said he was there last year or whatever.
Yes.
That was the first clip.
Yes.
Right. Okay. Right. I thought
not
you meant
the team flight.
I thought you meant this game, this flight.
Oh, no. He would fly with the team.
No, today's so. Daily. Today's daily.
Maybe she had another concert. Maybe he would stay, but that's.
Yeah. Gay porn.
Jets Steelers coming up Sunday for MetLife. Newcomer Harrison Phillips looking forward to what he hopes is a better New York, New Jersey game day experience.
Yeah, it's different. You know, I've been on the other side where Jets fans were all rowdy and a little rude to me. But I think that more talks about their loyalty to this organization. So now that I'm on their side, I am excited to see it. I've been asking some friends, you know, what is it like in MetLife during, you know, as a home team.
I wonder what those friends are telling them about being the home team in MetLife.
Yeah, I got to sit down with them a little bit.
Yeah.
Just give him a little insight.
That's a tough break for him. He went from, you know, all those grades that they give, the players give to the teams. Like, he went from the team that gets the best grades to the team that gets the worst grades.
No, the Bengals get the worst grades.
But the Jets are right down there. The Vikings are like number one, facility, everything, and the ownership.
Yeah.
It's like the Jets are right down there in the bottom third. F.
Yes. So, well, it seemed they took some of that to heart. They redid the locker room, I know, this past offseason. So,
yeah. Still sucks for them.
Yeah. As for the Giants, they'll head down to Landover to visit the Commanders, also a 1 p.m. kick on Sunday. Here's Darius Slayton, not sure how he can even focus and think straight answering questions with what's going on in the background from one of his teammates.
The opportunity you could have is a team to come out there week one and try to make a statement.
Darius, last year they won 12 games and a couple in the playoffs. You won three, and they beat you twice by a total of 8 points. Yeah. What does that tell you?
It tells us the NFL. You know, it's hard to win. It's hard to blow people out. That's pretty unrealistic. But, you know, they found a way to win a lot of games last year, and that's why they made it as far as they did.
But I don't know who it is, but obviously a bad rendition of Empire State of Mind there. A little off-key.
Yeah,
a little high-pitched. Pretty rough. So I played one, I think, while you guys were gone, where Brian Burns was talking about getting named captain, and there was a lot of chatter in the background. He was barking at guys to quiet down so he could do his media session. Didn't get that from Slayton there yesterday there. To Houston now. We've heard the big three-run homer from Trent Grisham in the eighth to put the Yankees up by five after Luke Weaver struggled through the seventh, needed Fernando Cruz to finish off that frame. Then in the ninth, the Astros played a run to get within four. They load the bases against David Bednar with one out, and Bednar facing both Carlos Correa and Christian Walker with the game on the line.
All right, huge pitch right here. 3-2 to Correa. Bednar kicks, deals, pitch, swing on it, miss, struck him out. Fastball in the inside corner. Two down. Big oh, man. There. Bednar set at the letters. The pitch. And it's a breaking ball, swing on it, miss. He got him. Hey now, victory for the New York Yankees. They win it 8-4 and take this series here in Houston. 2-1.
Big exhale there from Bednar after the final strikeout. Dave Sims finishing off the broadcast here on The Fan, an 8-4 final as Bednar escaped further damage to make a winner out of Carlos Rodon, who went six innings, gave up a couple of runs, one earned for his 16th victory. That's tied for the Major League lead, and battled his way through the sixth, where third base ump Brian Walsh, after all that drama from Wednesday night when he was behind the plate with Aaron Boone and the ejection and Devin Williams, gives the Astros essentially an extra out, making the incorrect ruling on a soft line drive that Ryan McMahon clearly caught in the air before losing it on the transfer. Rodon happy to come through for his teammates.
They picked me up all season. They played really good defense behind me, and obviously offensively they scored quite a bit of runs for me when I pitched, so it was my turn to bail them out, so I'm glad I got to.
Yankees win the series 2-3 at the start of this 12-game stretch. They come back home now to face the Blue Jays. Toronto, of course, the division leader, so chance for the Yanks to make some hay in the standings here. You got Cam Schlittler and Kevin Gausman, the starters for the series opener. 6:25 pregame coverage here on The Fan, as well as the free Odyssey app. Last time out for Schlittler, you had Ryan Rucco on the call for Yes. Don't know if you guys caught this over the weekend, as he had some fun little play on words here on the Yes broadcast.
More quality Schlitt from Cam as we go to the seventh.
All right, it's a little sneaky there. Mm. And then when he circled back later in the game to kind of reset things, this was the extra innings game, I believe, on Saturday.
This game started by Cam Schlittler. About to happen one time.
So backfired on him a little bit.
Second I heard that name, I knew there was two ways that you could screw it up, and Rucco got a bad one there.
Yeah. But he went out of his way with that first one.
Yeah, he touched the money.
He did.
Definitely touched the money.
Right?
Touched the Schlittler. Touched the Schlittler spot.
Schlitty.
Or
as Al said after his debut, Cam Schlitter. Which was fun. So we had to correct him on that the next day. The Mets are back in action tonight. Started this 3-game series with the Reds in Cincinnati. David Peterson and Andrew Abbott are the starters.
Okay, David, let's go. Let's see what you got
tonight.
He's
due for a good one.
He is due for a good one. The other good thing about this is that Brandon Sproat's, you got Tong and then Sproat on Sunday, right?
Sproat on Sunday, yep.
Well, all right, so the Reds strike out a ton. I think they're the third worst team in terms of strikeouts in the league. So if you're going to start a guy, it's probably the team to start him against.
Peterson, Tong, Sproat. There you go. There's Sproat. Your weekend for the Mets.
What happens to Senga?
I would imagine we're going to find out hopefully within the next couple of hours.
Go down.
What's next for
go
him?
Go down.
Coming back up will be Francisco Alvarez off the rehab assignment. He's had really gotten banged up between the thumb and the pinky and everything, but good enough to hit a grand slam for Syracuse the other day as part of that rehab assignment. So he should be back with the big club coming up tonight. This Bill Belichick story with UNC, did you guys touch on this at all? It was on Al's show sheet today. So forget the fact that they, you know, got blown out in their opener.
He's not
so
letting the Patriots scouts
banning
on the
banning them from, and it's, I guess the term zero access is...
I mean, after watching that first game, I don't think anybody's going to want to go down there anyway.
But I like this. When reached by ESPN, North Carolina football general manager Michael Lombardi, who of course knows a big Belichick guy, and he's part of running that program, said, good luck, and then hung up the phone. So they're not only putting that in play, I guess being a little bit feisty about it. So not exactly the best start on the field. And then as far as the scouts,
did Robert Kraft say that Bill Belichick does deserve a statue?
He said when Bill's done coaching, when his career ends, we'll bring him in and we'll discuss erecting a statue to put next to the Tom Brady statue.
There you go.
So at some point down the road,
they're talking about erection.
That'll happen. Yeah, erection.
Right. Bill's had a lot of erection over the last year and a half.
And Robert in prior years.
Yes. Indeed, CeeLo.
Yes.
Anything else?
I mean, kind of want to leave on a high note there, no?
Okay. Very good. We will see you next hour. And then are you going to do your own picks in addition to Jerry?
That's up to you guys.
Then don't.
Your show.
I don't know. I just feel like we have this thing going now and we're going to be...
It's usually a quick segment anyway. So.
I mean, where's Youssef?
They pulled him off of Fridays. Pulled him off of Fridays.
Did too much exposure. They didn't like him getting so much airtime.
That's my conspiracy theory.
Huh.
I think someone got jealous, put him in that other building on Friday.
He's not here
anymore. And neither do I.
Though when I spoke to him here a couple, he seemed pleased with his new schedule and arrangement. So,
yeah.
I don't know.
I'm not. The fact that you're talking to everybody around here, CeeLo, that you have like a, you go out of your way, you know, to make people feel comfortable.
I try to be friendly, you know?
Yeah.
Try to give everybody tuberculosis while he's at it. You know, talking to everybody, hacking in their face. See, there it goes. You can hear it's still in there.
It is.
Still in there. Yeah.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Looking for jewelry that feels as good as it looks? Jenny Bird delivers modern designs that are comfortable, easy to wear, and effortlessly versatile. Every piece makes you feel instantly on trend without trying too hard. Need to send a gift they'll be sure to love? Jenny Bird ships fast, and the packaging is thoughtful, too. Jenny Bird isn't just jewelry. It's your new favorite style essential. Explore more at jenny-bird.com and get 20% off your first purchase using code ONTREND20.
It's the Boomer and Geo podcast from WFAN.
All right, Boomer and Geo on the Fan and CBS Sports Network. A feel-good football Friday as we get you ready for the rest of week one. The Eagles beating the Cowboys last night and bit of a weird game. Great first half, fun to watch. Weather delay, second half, no points. But the Cowboys, really, and the Cowboy fan this morning has got to be just absolutely livid that their team didn't get a win in week one in Philadelphia. If you want to talk about it, 888-808-1019. Our friend Tracy from Atlantic Highlands joins us on this Feel Good Football Friday. What's going on, Tracy?
Hi, guys.
What's up?
Oh, my gosh. That was a long hold.
Well, we had the update to do there, Tracy. You don't just cut the line. You know, you called at the wrong time.
I thought maybe I must have called at the wrong time. I usually call earlier. That's the thing. I'm not back in the swing of things yet.
Yeah, so what you need to do is make sure that you don't call between, like, 25 and 40, because that's when we're doing the update, and chances are that we're not going to take you then.
Yeah, well, you know what was cool? I got to hear that banger of a song for the Duke's Mayonnaise.
Yeah, that's right. Duke's Mayonnaise. Tracy, it's got twang. Yeah.
Let's hear it again. It was really good. It was like that, who's that lawyer that was singing?
D'Agostino.
His song. Yeah, that guy's fire, too. Yeah, he's good. Yeah.
Law bite back. That's right. Tracy loves a jingle.
I love a good jingle. I mean, the mayo was good. That was really good.
Here it is.
It's Duke's Mayonnaise. It's got twang.
Yeah, it's got twang.
That is a banger. It's so good. I'm going to buy the mayo now.
Oh, see, that's all it takes.
Sold.
And you'll be supporting the Duke's family. That's Al's family that made that mayonnaise. Yeah. Yes. Yeah. It took many years to get them on the radio station. So what's up today, Tracy?
So I mean, I wanted to call because I have to do this awful sales forecasting report, and I'm like, let me get in the zone and call these guys. They're back. Like, let's just get back in the swing of things, right?
Okay.
So anyway, boring. But I wanted to ask, how do you guys feel about chili, like chili competitions?
Chili competitions, meaning like people making the chili and then having people taste it and being rated, not like a eating a bunch of chili competition, like eating competition.
No, gross. Ew, okay. That'd be disgusting. Anyway.
Yeah, like who makes the best chili? That's basically what you're looking for. Yeah.
You know, I don't have any feelings about it, Tracy. I'm benevolent about chili competitions, and I'm sure that there's people out there that are passionate about it. And just like you have these grilling and steak and barbecue competitions, there's people out there that are devoting their lives to chili.
Yeah, I love people who love yarn.
Yep, that's right. Independent yarn dyeing.
Yes.
That's right. People love mayonnaise.
Yeah.
But for me, chili competition's not a needle mover.
No. Like, there's this rager here in Atlantic Highlands and Highlands. It's like the Chili Fest. There's an annual chili cook-off, and people get like so serious about it, where there's like vegan chili, there's like exotic sexy chili, there's, you know, whatever, I guess. Like,
sounds like chili. Something Al Duke should judge.
Yeah, I think Al needs to come and
Al
have
and Jerry, I think.
An excessive amount of chili.
So do you go to this and eat the chili?
I don't eat. No, I go to it because it's my friend Emily runs it. But it's like a big thing here. People get like really competitive over the chili and like who has the legacy title of making the best chili. And
is there
I'll
a
go, it's
cash
so
prize
it's
or something?
Fun.
Is there a good prize?
There's prizes. I don't know what they are. I'm not like so involved. I don't know why I was thinking about chili. Anyway, it's the 27th. It's the 27th here in Atlantic.
What you're doing is this is your long playing this. I mean, you just basically want to come on the air to promote your friend's chili competition that she's running. That's what this was.
I thought you guys might be into tailgating chili. Like I thought that it might elicit a more robust conversation about chili and food.
You know what, Tracy? It's great to hear from you on this Feel Good Football Friday. I'm just not a general one pot meal guy. It's not me. I like, if you're going to give me a one-pot thing, it's an appetizer situation. You want to give me a French onion soup, I'll start with that.
But if you're chowder?
Yeah, it's some chowder.
Yeah.
I'll start with that.
Yeah.
But if the chili is the star, then I'm just not into it. Now,
I will say Citarella's turkey chili is the star.
Yes. But now, cup of chili to start? Okay. Yeah, I could do that.
You could do that. Right.
But a bowl of chili is a meal. And then I'm not satisfied, but yet then I've eaten too much at that point. I'm not a one-pot meal guy.
And I know you. If you have a lot of chili, you got a lot of gas.
I do 100%.
100%. Yeah. That's the last thing that I would want.
Yeah, not as much as, like, dairy. Like, if I ate a bunch of dairy, watch out. I could probably fart myself into the atmosphere. But
like the sour cream?
Daisy sour cream?
Yeah.
Well, no, that's made with real ingredients you find in your own kitchen, so that doesn't tear up my stomach like other things.
Well, like if you had, like, a lot of cheese.
Yeah. Ice cream.
Ice cream, cheese. ice cream, cheese, and chili, and you're busting
ass. Oh, my God.
Left and right.
Yeah, I would not be able to get more than 15 yards away from a functional toilet.
Oof is right.
But yeah, I see, I'm not like, I always tell Gina this, and she insists on, like, she's like, oh, the chili or a...
She's going to the chili festival this week, and you're doing the drag queen
festival. It's not a drag queen festival. I tell you this every time.
What is it?
It's not a drag queen festival. What it is, it's a burlesque show.
Okay.
It's a burlesque competition.
Okay.
And it's the...
Are there drag queens in it?
No. A drag queen hosts it, but she's not in the competition.
Okay.
And I judge it. With others, but no, it's not. So it's the Miss Fire Island is the drag queen competition.
They'll have chili there.
This is Miss Isle of Fire.
Fire.
Yeah, which is different. Yes, there's a drag queen that hosts it, but the burlesque competitors are, they're wearing the clothes of the gender that they were born with.
Yeah.
Didn't you host the other one at one time or no? The drag queen competition?
Never hosted a drag queen competition.
Did you go to it?
I went to the Invasion once, yes, at the Pines. I did go. Gina and I went to the Invasion. It's something that you have to do once, I think, if you live that close to Fire Island. A lot of fun. Crazy. Bunch of drag queen names that I loved. Head of Lettuce, Bell's Palsy, and my favorite, Patio Furniture. Like that one. Thought that was very creative. Hey, I'm Patty. Patty who? Patio Furniture. That was a good one, if I could give a hat tip to that one. But yes, no, this, by the way, if you're anywhere near, Fire Island, come see the Miss Isle of Fire. It's one of the best days of the year over there for the great Scott Hirsch, who owns the Island Mermaid. But yeah, you know, I like to branch out.
I know, just like Tracy going to the big chili festival. Oh, it sounds like something you and Gina would like to do on a Saturday.
I don't know about chili festival. I'd be worried, like, what kind of ingredients are in these people's chili. You know what I mean?
Yeah, you don't know.
You don't have no idea. What kind of quality of meat are they using?
There has to be a some sort of panel of judges, right? You would think.
Yeah, of course.
Or sometimes the people that are enjoying the chili are the judges themselves. So, like, you buy a ticket to the chili fest, and as you go along trying the chilies, you mark down which ones you like. So there's not like a panel of experts. The customers themselves judge.
Yeah, which makes more sense. And by the way, you're no chance you're going over to Miss Isle of Fire?
I don't see it happening.
Well, why not? You said there was a chance.
Four?
Oh, okay. Playing more golf. All right. It's fine. I hear you. I'm with you. I'm all about it.
If I wasn't against it. I'm busy.
I know. I was getting a little excited that there might have been a chance you were hopping on that water taxi over with me. And then just pumping it up for a full let it go day, you know? Just let it go.
Have some fun. Start football season. Let
just
it go.
Let it go for a day, for God's sakes, you know?
Yeah.
For crying out loud. Just the wheels off the bus type spot. You know what I'm saying?
I know what it is, and I know what you're saying. And that's why I'm not going.
All right.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.